Around 25 years ago, we get a phone call. We're living on our life sentence block, I call it, living the dream, and scraping by. And the phone rings, and it's the in-laws from America, and they say, "Fantastic news! We're booked tickets. We're coming over for 2 months. We're gonna stay with you." It's like, great, so happy. About a week later, my parents ring from Australia. "Oh, g'day, Bid. We just heard from Bill and Carol." And, now I'm doing an American accent again. I've forgotten how to speak Australian. Do I sound Australian? Anyway, I hear they're coming over for 2 months. "Well, guess what? We've booked tickets to come as well." Oh, boy, what now? So, anyway, they do. They all come, all four of them, for 2 months. Bill and Carol arrive first, and my problem is, we really don't have a vehicle to get everyone around. We have a little beat-up Honda Civic, and our youngest daughter is in high school, and she uses this car. She goes to music lessons and this and that, and she's got the car quite often. And then we've got a really rusty old Holden station wagon that my husband, Yankee Doodle, is using to build mud brick houses, and it's full of mud and straw, and the door hinges are held together with cobwebs, and you know, it's really horrible. And so I'm asking all around, has someone got a van? I need a van to carry people around. Please, there's got to be someone who's got a van who could lend me a van. No, it's just not happening. And well, Bill and Carol have been there a few days, and there's going to be a music day at Riverside Community. I say, "Well, Carol, here's your chance. I'm going to take you to a hippie fest, and you can watch hippies dancing, and I'll be in there with them. You can," she said, yeah, right on. I think I'd enjoy watching hippies dancing. So. Let's go. So, okay, Carol, come on, we'll get in the old, the mud bucket, and off we went to Riverside. And I said, "Carol, do you think if I just leave the keys in the car, someone would steal it? And, you know, I think it's worth a shot. Let's do that." So we leave the keys, we get out, we leave the key in the ignition, off we go. I do a bit of hippie dancing, and you know, she's very amused, and we buy some food, and then we go back. "God damn it," she says, "the car's still there." And no one stole the car. So off we go home, and my parents arrive, and I have to go to the airport in the mud bucket and pick them up, and I get home, and a couple of days later, things are getting desperate. Bill and Carol God damn it, we're running out of booze, you know, and we need to get to town. And my dad's like, you know, I need some, like, processed ham and sliced cheese and white bread. And okay, you know, so, all right, well, we'll just have to take the mud bucket into town. So comes Friday, and dude doesn't need it to go building, so we just sweep the mud out and kind of clean it out a bit. They all come racing out the door. My dad leaps to the front seat. He says, "I've got the worst hips and knees. I need the front seat." So he's in the front. And then Mom and Carol say, no, we've got really bad hips and we can't sit in the middle. So Bill gets in the middle at the back. They all sit down, and the back seat's broken. It just sort of like this. They were all sliding down, and I'm looking in the rear vision mirror. Oh, no, this is bad. And Bill's sitting there with a big bosom either side of him like this. We head off. He says, "How long does it take to get to town?" I said, "It's going to take 25 minutes. He says, "Well, God damn it, you better put your foot on it. It's my prostate. I need a toilet."
Already?
I was trying to speed it up. I need a toilet every 20 minutes. So, right, I put my foot on it. Off we whiz to town, and I open the doors, and he shoots off to the toilets, and the other two shoot off to shopping. I shoot across the road. I look around. I think, you know what now? Oh, there's that shop. It sells lotto tickets. I wonder how you do that. So I go over to the shop. I say, "How do you buy a lotto ticket?" And they say, "Well, there's options. You can just buy a lucky dip, $5. I say, "Right, $5. Lucky dip." So she hands me a lucky dip, and I go out, and I'm mumbling, what a waste of money. I could have bought oranges for the kids, you know, something useful. So we go home, and, you know, it's dinner time, and Dad says, "Come on, quick." Oh, they've all gone to the supermarket and bought a load of tickets as well. So after dinner, Dad says, "Right, come on, Channel 1 TV, Lotto's on at 7:30 or 8 or something." I'm like, "How do you know that, Dad?" "Oh, I asked." "All right." Off they go into the living room. I give Carol my ticket. I say, "Hang on a minute, give it back. I'm writing my name on my ticket. I know you, Carol." So, thank you. So Lotto comes on, and I'm washing the dishes, and I hear mumbling and ticking, and, "Oh, there's another one, and, oh, there's another one. Brooke, come over here. Look at your mum's ticket. There's some numbers. Look how many she got now." And then another one, and, "Oh, she's got 5 numbers. Oh. And, but I don't get the 6th number, but I get the bonus number. My dad says, "Oh, she's got second division." I'm thinking, first prize $1 million, second division. I mean, surely they only take 1 0 off. That's 100,000. I'm going to get the best van in the world. But no, we go to town the next day. This is pre-internet, pre-phones. We can't, you know, you've got to go to a shop to find out what the numbers, you know, if you won. I've won $10,000. Well, what now? I want $3,000 to go to Bolivia. Our oldest daughter's working as a volunteer in Bolivia. I want to go there. I want to get a van, and maybe the kids will get a bit of money. But we find a van for $4,000, but it's pretty rumpty. But I think, oh, well, kids get $1,000 each, $3,000 to get to Bolivia. That takes care of it. So the next day we drive to town to pick up the van, but there's another van we could go and see. I said, "Come on, Carol, we go into Motoway. Can we look at this other van? It's grey, it's shiny, it's got stripes, it's got stereos, it's got a wind thing, it's got comfy seats." And I said, "How much is this van?" And he said, $7,000. Seven, 1, 2, 3. Carol and I look at each other, we go, "Ah, screw the kids."